You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Bayfield County residents will have a chance to dispose of hazardous and troublesome household waste at a clean sweep event this week. The event will be held on Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Bayfield County Highway Garage. Area residents can bring things like old electronics, unwanted medications, sharps, and other hazardous household items to the event for disposal. Officials say most of the items will be accepted at no charge to residents. More information on the clean sweep event can be found on the Bayfield County UW-Madison website. Douglas County residents have been invited to provide feedback on new proposed flood maps beginning on Friday. The flood maps were developed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with assistance from local and state officials. Beginning Friday, Douglas County property owners will have 90 days to share concerns or raise questions about the new maps before they're finalized. FEMA officials will then notify residents of the effective date for the final maps after reviewing all appeals and comments that they receive from area residents. The Rice Lake Police Department is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of any individuals involved in a vandalism incident at the Barron County Fairgrounds over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred sometime after 6 p.m. on Friday at the Youth Expo building and was discovered on Saturday morning. The suspects discharged a dozen fire extinguishers covering the entire main building and bathrooms. Fairgrounds officials say it could cost around $30,000 to restore the building. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has mobilized fire control program staff to assist with wildfires across the western United States and Canada. 20 staff members have been mobilized to 12 different states and provinces, including Oregon, northern Manitoba, and northern California. DNR officials say more firefighters and resources could be made available for additional assistance over the coming weeks. The mobilized staff members are scheduled to be on assignment for 2 weeks unless the severity of the fires subsides earlier. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation have announced the distribution of $1.5 million in small business development grants. According to a press release, the grant funding will go towards community organizations that support small businesses, including two in the Northwest Wisconsin region. The Ashland Area Development Corporation will receive $200,000 of the grant funding, and the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation will receive $250,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to wear a life jacket during boating season. According to DNR officials, there have been 7 boating-related fatalities across the state this year, 4 of which involved victims who were not wearing a life jacket. They also say even strong swimmers are at risk if they fall into the water unexpectedly due to cold water shock, potential injuries, or even the weight of their clothes, making it more difficult to stay above water. Boaters should also remain sober and alert while navigating the waters. A fiery crash shut down all lanes of Highway 35 near the village of Superior on Monday night. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the single-vehicle crash occurred at around 8 p.m. on southbound Highway 35 near County Highway C and saw the vehicle roll over and catch on fire. First responders were able to pull the driver from the vehicle and say he only suffered some cuts. One lane of the highway reopened after about an hour and a half of cleanup by police and fire officials. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. Thousands of Northwest Wisconsin residents were left without power following severe thunderstorms that hit the region on Monday night. Over 14,000 customers had reported power outages as of Tuesday morning, mostly concentrated in Dunn, St. Croix, and Pierce counties. XL Energy customers suffered the largest portion of the outages, and company officials were not able to say when power would be fully restored on Tuesday. The storms brought wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour across the region, causing damage to trees and power lines. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses, dating back 5 years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is once again reminding residents to drive cautiously through work zones. DOT officials held a press conference in Douglas County on Monday, urging drivers to reduce their speed, pay attention, and avoid potential distractions to protect both themselves and road construction workers, with nearly 100 projects taking place across the state. They say there were over 2,100 work zone crashes across the state last year, resulting in over 750 injuries and 10 deaths, which included two construction workers. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. In the weird get weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lauren's Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. The first steps were big steps for the Fantastic Four at last weekend's box office. To no one's surprise, the new Marvel-Disney effort finished in first place after being aided by good reviews to rake in $117 million domestically and $240 million globally. This is the fourth summer blockbuster to open, with over $400 million at the gate. It was all big studio competition for the remaining four spots of the top five. Superman finished in second place with a healthy $25 million in its third week of release. Jurassic World Rebirth came in third with $13 million in its fourth week of release. F1 racing flick F1 finished in fourth place with just over $6 million, and the Smurfs finished in fifth place with $5.5 million in its second week on the big screen. Let's keep going to the movies, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.